Blog Talk Radio.
Stop making whack shit.
Stop your head. Yo, yo, man, I smoke crack. Man, I sniff coke. Man, I sniff E. Stop your head, bad boy. Where am I at? Tell me about the suckers, how am I at home? Oh, my God. Man, I'm bad, man. I'm here.
gay people. I know all the people that's running shit. I know who's a sucker and who's a police officer.
They be lying through their teeth. Hope you slip up off your path. I don't push up, I just laugh. Put my kicks up on them.
What up, man?
Yo, I'm going to talk to you right now because you don't have to leave. But I got some weird phone calls, man. Like two random people. Illuminati, they don't talk, man. They get on the phone. Like, right?
What do you think about that? What do you think about the Illuminati?
You know what's crazy? Me traveling the world, I meet so many different people, like from Vatican, I met ill painters that meet other, like, billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
And they always tell me, like, you know, nobody's ever going to know about the Illuminati if there is one, but it is out there. There is a force of people that just, like, control everything, and money doesn't mean a damn thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
there's no price to what they do. There's no value.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, like, I met this guy in Utah. I don't want to snitch him out. Indian guy
mm-hmm.
from India. But he calls Obama whenever he wants, like, the stocks to go up in each country. So if Obama's like, yo, we're doing deals with Russia, so we're doing deals with Poland, and Obama wants, like, the stocks to go up, he'll make one phone call, and then the stocks will just go up. And that's his job. I gave this guy a handshake, you know, and then he's looking at my hands, like, you know, because we were doing press, like, for Wire Image or some shit in Toronto. So I gave him, like, a handshake that, you know the hip-hop shit, you point, like,
right.
The gun point. So he's like, oh, shit, that's the new sign? But I didn't peep that he was telling me that at that moment. I just wanted to take a photo.
Wow.
He thinks I'm gangster. He has all the G-Unit mixtapes. He thinks I'm not a Catholic school, bro. Like, I don't know nothing, but he's like, I'm gangster. I kill it, and I still walk around with Uzi. Right? So this guy, you know, I always thought about, like, you know, Jay-Z doing these signs. Everybody's doing, like, signs, trying to connect with other people. But meeting him, like, just him randomly telling me, oh, that's the new sign, and he did it. He did the gun sign. So he assumed that's the new way of communicating to whoever is in the hierarchy. Because he's assuming, because I fuck with 50,
right.
I'm already in the hierarchy, that I understand the whole symbolism of whatever
right.
they do. What do you have to say to that? You're not scared? Like, you know, they might, like...
Nah. Because at the end of the day, it's about power and control.
Yeah.
You know, they control the world. You know what I'm saying? It's already there. It's just a matter of, like... You know, people wanting to be aware of it, make a game out of it, do whatever. It's just, you know, people want to know what's going on. In the age of knowledge right now, it's all about trying to figure out what's what. You know, globally
yeah.
connecting, you see a lot of stuff come through the internet. It just sparks people's interest. It's the boogeyman, you know what I'm saying?
You know what else you say? They know that, you know, we don't read. Not just black people, but...
We.
This section of, like, the world where people just don't give a fuck about what's going on, they just
mm-hmm.
depend on the news. They don't read, so... You know, I've been reading, like, Angels and Demons and all these fucking, the Lost Symbol.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading that right now, actually. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, a fan of all, you know, they're never going to tell you the truth, but it's good to understand or know and just be aware that there's some shit going on. Do you feel that you have to play the game in order to survive in the hip-hop, like, you know, just to be successful in hip-hop?
Well, if you know what you're doing, and you got a message, and you got a kind of a game plan. You know, I got a full game plan. You know, for me, this is all middle game. You know, my end game is very wicked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the stuff I want to get out of this. So as long as you got that in mind, you know what you're trying to get to, you know, it is what it is. Play as much as you want at the end of the day. You know, as long as you get what you want out of it, and so be it, you know.
You don't
be no sucker, man. You know?
Know what's up, me, you sucker. Know what's up, me, you sucker. I should black your eye.
You are now watching One-on-One.
I think they saw it. I don't think they expected that. I don't think they expected the backlash. We had the petition first. The petition was 30,000 signatures.
Wow.
And they did the protest. And initially the protest, before they got a release date, it was 1,000 people that were going to come down. And then after they got the release date, only like 250 people came down. You know, so it's still kind of like a crazy kind of thing, but I don't think they expected that. You know, so to see that kind of like the fans are like, yo, we want it. You know what I'm saying? Like, give it to us. You know, fuck Lupe. Give it to us. Give us a copy of it. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
To see that come out, it really shocked them. You know,
do you feel that by them fucking with you and the music releases, like, it opens up the gate for these other new cats that's coming out? There's a lot of cats out there that look up to you, and they kind of, like, coming out the same style, kind of, even the dressing, the whole aura of Lil Tay. Do you feel that, you know, that situation?
You know, to each his own, you know, and the way I put it is, if you can trace it back to me, then I'm good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you're already doing the service. It's like, the whole thing is we were inspired to do this because of Lupe. And it's not like I'm trying to be the king of the world, or I got these niggas on lock and they're trying to be like me and nothing like that. It's more so just about to see that, and to see that homage being paid in certain aspects. For me, I take it as like, cool, and then jump on songs with them. You know what I'm saying? And they're my homies. You know what I'm saying? Let's go on tour together. Let's make it a real thing, because we're all trying to push this positive, conscious kind of message through, you know, stand up for who you are, don't let nobody put you down kind of situation for me. And as long as they kind of emulating that, and that's coming out as well, because you can tell the difference. You can tell the difference from the new kind of hipster kids that are coming up rapping and the things that they're talking about, as opposed to the new gangster kind of influenced kids that are coming out. You know what I'm saying? This is a sheer difference. So for me, as long as they on that same kind of wavelength of pushing positivity, I'm good.
Do you feel like the labels or the powers that may be don't want you to go that route? They want you to do a little extra, where the negativity comes out in creatively promoting negativity with positivity? The way Kanye is, he's like, have a toast to the dirtbags, toast to the assholes. You know what I'm saying? He's fucking grabbing bikes from fucking white bitches. Like, do you feel like he was a conscious, like, cat? Now he's like walling out.
No,
we're a little creativity, because the walling out, there's a message in
his focus.
Yeah, there's a focus situation where, you know, there's a message in what he's saying, but at the end of the day, it's like a shock value to it.
Yeah.
I mean, holy shit, he just said that.
We live in a culture based on salacious, you know, outdoing the last salacious thing, you know what I'm saying? Outdoing the last kind of shock treatment kind of thing that happened before, you know, and that we set the bar higher and higher for us to the point where now, the game shows used to be double there. They used to just throw goo on you and shit, right? But now that's downfall, where they throwing your personal possessions off the side of a fucking building. So it's like,
it's crazy, right? I'm over here, like, walling out. I just feel like, you know, no homo. I feel like 8 things in my book. They're like, six chicks. What are you doing today? Did you plan that?
I was thinking about it. Damn, we was talking about it last night.
Can you check me in jail today? Let's see what's up.
You are now watching One-on-One.
Can you give me the title of the album? The
album is Lasers.
Wait, what did this come about?
It stands for love always shines every time. Remember to smile.
Get out of here. You're smoking some good shit. Let's go, my man.
But you need that. You need that, man. You got to have balance. If we ain't got no balance, we just out of control. Even in the most out of control people, they got balance. They got this space where they go to and get regular for a little bit, then come back out and be crazy again.
You think that's it? Like, that's the ultimate conclusion of everything we do. Love is the answer.
Yes,
like, you need love in order to keep it moving.
Yeah, you got to have that. That's the one thing that, in everything that's happening in the world, every downfall of society, the oppressors and the evil people in the world is always trying to crush everything, but they can never crush love.
Mm.
You know, the human capacity to show love to another person. You know, you can't do that.
Yeah, ooh, it's a devastating right hand. Haters hurt. Down. Ooh, left hand. Hey, KO'd by love.
Is there a place that people could, like, read your blogs or, you know, or your input?
Oh, well, you know, we just started a book club. Last week we actually read this book called Empire of Illusion.
That's just for the white people out there?
No. It's open to everyone. That's the point. We're doing it to kind of raise awareness with literacy, because there's 50 million functioning illiterates in the United States of America right now.
That's a lot of white people.
So, The next book will actually be, now we're trying to read like a book a week, and so the next book is Revolutionary Suicide, the memoirs of Huey P. Newton, and it's a cool piece because he didn't know how to read.
Oh, wow.
He taught himself to read.
What the fuck out of it?
He was functionally illiterate until he was about, like, graduated high school or something like that.
What?
So it's kind of good to kind of see somebody who is in the same position, you know, grow up to do great things and what have you, you know, but that's what we're trying to do right now, so.
The one of the biggest things is the child everything, like it was still with that man.
Child
was
so
yeah, child was
me, Kanye and Pharrell.
Yeah,
we're just trying
that?
To
is that still in the thing?
We did a few records. It was like 2-3 years in the making. We did that Growing the Dog tour and
yeah.
We went on tour together, we were doing some records. So we might, you know, it's one of those side projects. Kanye got his thing, you know, Pharrell doing NERD, I got my shit.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of
so the fans out there.
The fans want it though. People love
yeah.
it. You know what I'm saying? We had that one song that we threw out and it was like one of the top 100 songs of 2007.
Wow.
No push, no radio, no none of that shit. It was just a record we threw out there.
Yeah.
So
what's the number one record people just been next that you put on out there?
On stage?
Yeah.
Oh man. We got like three. We be Kid Pushing.
Yeah.
Go with Roger Flo, send it up. And, shit. What else send it up?
I'm gonna give
it. I said my life send it up.
Oh, wow.
I said my life send it up.
How do you feel to be, you know, and how do you feel right now, the, you know, the whole atmosphere of what's going on in hip hop? Is everything cool with you, or you just got this negativity with the problems you
well,
have in
if,
the industry?
If it wasn't no negativity in the industry, I wouldn't have a job. You know, so I'm here to bring, you know, the counter argument to that, you know.
Mm.
I fuck with all them. I fuck with everybody that's out there doing the nonsense, and I fuck with all the people trying to put the not doing the nonsense, so to speak, you know. So I'm not trying to be like a hypocrite or pointing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I was just about to get it. In other words, you're playing the game.
I'm not in the mirror. I'm inside you. Let me dodge you.
Fuck you. Die, you son of a bitch.
Put the gun down.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm still alive.
So am I too. You can't kill a spirit even if you try to. Sold to me. Need I remind you? You're the hell out of you.
Yo, Thank you. shopping, we shouting out our own shit. All out there, all with the super freak. They can burn heads, but keep on the strip. I ain't got a piece of shit. That's less work for me. Still a whole round, since you busy getting work for me. Body low talk, got me hypnotizing when we walk. I ain't gonna even lie, you got me hypnotizing when you talk. But you got the super red, I'm diving in your swimming pool. You took my swimming lesson, so my next step is to swim in you. Baby, got an anchor on my shoulders, and she holding out. She said she about to come, I said, oh, hold it in. Come on now, change the position. I let her climb up top, so she want to make you rap, but I leave her my lollipop, change the position. I let you climb on top, so she want to make you rap, but I give you my lollipop. I want to be good, 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 I one of a kind of the whole tale. She was bullet to my fucking knife. Eyes kinda slanted, but she looked like a model. Like a girl soul with the body of a Coke bottle. Her walk kinda mean, like you know she got the gas. So I'ma be fast, so transformed to Maslow. Ass like whoa, whoa, body like damn. Put me in between the sheets, she be going ham. Play her favorite song, you know she like that slow jam. She thinks that she a machine. The way I got a program, you know she got it bad, she got an attitude, try to get out of the drop, she gon' need a parachute, change the position, I let her climb on top, if she want to miss it right, but I give her my line and pop, change the position. I let you climb on top, if she want to miss it right, but I give you my lollipop.
It is what it is. The time is 9:58 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're definitely locked in on the grind on WTDGA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. All you got to do is hit us up at 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial. Fans, do not forget to vote for your favorite artist by hitting us up at 678-534-8447. You just heard from my man, CO the Vet. That joint is called Sexy Girl. Yo, that's a hot joint, man. Real talk. Yo, like I told you before, man, the reason why we're the hottest venue in the game today is because of the artists and the fans. Real talk, and like I said before, man, we're coming in loud and clear. FTA Media is definitely in the building. Shots out to Last FM, CBS, AOL, just to name a few. Real talk, it is what it is. This is WTDTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are doing their thing and changing the game. But I'm going to go to request line right quick. Real talk, we're going to see what's up, see what's at them, because I got some mean stuff I'm going to drop on you, man. I had to run that Lupe one more time, because I had somebody that had a question about my man Lupe and really what the whole movie was about. But, yo, you know what I'm saying? One thing about J-Dog, I'm going to make sure you get in the business and get in the twizzle, for real, for real, for real. But, yo, real talk, enough of that. We're going to go to the request line to see what's up. To see what's happening, to see what you're doing it at on WTDTA Radio. Yo, call up the last 4 digits of your number is 9297. You're definitely at the right place, at the right. I'm on the grind. Who we got checking in, man?
Oh, man, oh, what's going on, man? J-Dog, man, this your boy Birthmark just saying where they do that at. Straight up.
Hey, I
I feel you, man. We doing it right here. You already know it all year. Real talk, Birthmark in the building. Yo, Birthmark, I got a couple of fans that want to know, man. Yo, exactly, yo, where you at? You know what I'm saying? Because they think you're from Florida. They think you're from South Georgia. They think you're from Cali. Yo, they want to know where you're from, man. So definitely set the record straight and let these folks know where you're at, man.
Man, I'm to set the record straight. I mean, really, I'm just from the whole, representing the whole South, and I'm born in Fort Lauderdale. You know what I mean? Spent majority of my life there, but I'm also slash Georgian. Shout out to Scriven County, Georgia. You feel me? If you never heard of it, I damn it will be on the map very soon, straight up. So, you know what I mean? That's pretty much how I do it, but I'm somewhere every damn well. So I represent the whole South, and I'm just doing it like that, though.
Yeah, I feel you, man. Real talk, Birthmark definitely in the building, holding it up, doing what they do, man. Like I say before, man, yo, we appreciate all the love, all the support. It, man, ain't, you know, without you guys, we'd not be nowhere. So as long as y'all keep definitely holding it down and doing what you do, WTDTA Radio ain't going nowhere, man. That's real talk.
Man, I appreciate that, man. Feeling mutual. And J-Dog, I just wanted to speak out to the world real quick about some shit because I know we're hearing about a lot of shit out there in London and stuff like that. And I spoke to my little London girl, and she was letting me know what's going on out there. And, I mean, it's some wild stuff, but we also have to pay attention to what the fuck is going on right here at home, since mainly this is our real, this is what's really relevant to us right now. And we have a situation that I was looking at out there in Mississippi where these two young white fellas got together, and, you know, they were partying and hanging on out or whatever, and decided they said that he wanted to go and kill a nigga. That was pretty much their words. And they end up jumping a black guy. I think he was like 49, jumping a good black guy, beat him down pretty bad. And while he was stumbling, trying to get away from it, he ended up, one of the white guys jumped in his truck and ran over his body. And they got it all on camera. So if y'all want to check out that, you can check out urbanchat.com. But I just want to really speak to my people, and you know what I mean, just let it be known, hey, we have to, I don't give a damn if you got a riot or, I mean, well, I wouldn't necessarily say riot, but damn it, write letters. We got to think of a smarter way to get heard about this shit, because this kind of shit don't need to just be swept up under the rug, and that's why a lot of this shit is happening, because they think that they can just sweep us up under the rug. We can't do this pacifier mouth shit no more. We got to be real soldiers and stand the fuck back up, like for real, you know what I'm saying?
For real.
I mean, you know, how Jesus said you gotta pick your cross, nigga. I mean, your destination might be death. It might happen that way. But like at the same time, you niggas can't be pussyfoot. You die with a gold chain and some shoes, but you want motherfucking die with your freedom. Get your mind right.
Okay.
That's all, you know. That's pretty much I wanted to sit there and say, bro.
I feel you, man. I'm definitely feeling you, man, because I feel the exact same way. Real talk, man. We got to stand for something to fall for anything. Man, I hate to hear that kind of stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been getting a lot of clips, so I think somebody actually shot a piece of that to me earlier part of the day. So, you know what I'm saying, which really prepared me for this particular show that I'm definitely going to drop on the folks tonight. The key is, man, just like you said, man, there's a lot of stuff that's going on all over, but we cannot forget what this movement is about. We cannot forget about this culture. We cannot forget that, yo, real talk, I want y'all to think about this. You know, I'm going to touch somebody in a major way with what I'm going to say. If
right.
It was your child, if anything happened to your child, you would do everything you can to protect that child, to do whatever you got to do. You would feel less than a parent, less than a man or a woman, for that matter, if you didn't do that. Now, I'm finna step on some toes, but, yo, real talk, I'm really feeling what you just said, so I'm finna put it on out there, man. Real talk, I'm going to go ahead, because I got my vodka right here. I'm going to go and get a swig right quick, and I'm finna let them have it, man.
Go ahead, preach it, J-Dog. Take your time. Preach it.
Real talk is like this here, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to draw everybody into what I'm going to say. And matter of fact, this is not coming from J-Dog. This is coming from a concerned citizen that feels the exact same way. So you got to be careful of just how powerful this tool is that we got. This is why it pisses me the fuck off when folks really are just lost in the sauce in terms of really what the fuck is the business. But real talk is like this here, man. You have to pay attention to everything that's going on around you. You have to pay attention to everything that's being done. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of folks right now, you know what I'm saying? I want you to just think about hip-hop, and I'm going to show you how hip-hop makes this totally relevant. Hip-hop was our child. It was the black community's child. It was your baby. It was my baby. We was there, nursed it, brought it up. So when you bring up your child, you do everything you can to make sure it stays protected. And you know what I'm saying? And throughout the years, just like the civil rights movement and everything else that we have had that made us recognize who the fuck we was, some way in the last 10 to 15 years, we have forgotten about that child. We have forgotten who we are and what we stand for. You know, we're running around now doing a lot of shit, and I'm just going to call it like it is. You know, I love the artists on Where They Do That Radio, because this is why we definitely do what we have to do to definitely promote the artists in the right way, to show them that there are people just like you that just have a God-given talent in order to voice their opinion about what the fuck is going on around them. And there's nothing wrong with standing up for what you believe in. But the problem is, if you're only doing it for mischievous reasons, let's back up. I'm not even going to say it. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you, Birthmark, this right here, I can't say it, but my man right here that I'm finna drop on the line right here is finna say the whole thing. I want you to pay attention to this clip right here. Pay attention to this clip. Go ahead. Do what you got to do, because I don't want you to miss one word of what the business is. Check this out right here.
Stick 187 in prison. Head for a movement. What's up? As I can see by the title, today I want to have some fun. I want to get on some different stuff, you know what I'm saying? I've been talking about politics for a few months now and Danny Longstroke and what's going on with that, but, you know, something happened here this week in Minnesota, and Minnesota, something happened up here, and to me it was devastating. And I don't know about anybody else up there, but to me it was devastating. Tuesday, our only hip-hop radio station, well, we have two. We have one called KMOJ, or Kamoja for you old-timers. But it's more local, and you got to be close to the station to get it. You know, and they've always been R&B, hip-hop, more urban, you know what I'm saying? Like, and they have, you know, the Quiet Storm at night or late at night and stuff like that. But this other station, B96, 96.3, was our only, like, mainstream hip-hop station. And they brought pretty much all the hip-hop acts to Minnesota, to the Twin Cities. They promoted all those acts. They promoted the clubs. They were in the clubs, and brought the hip-hop really to the club and everything. And as of Tuesday, they closed their doors and changed their format to Top 40. And when the station manager was asked why this was being done, he said, well, looking at the ratings, our radio station was number 12. And it's only its competition was number 2. So I thought about that. And to me it was devastating, because it's a picture of what hip hop is in America. It's a picture of where hip hop is going in America. When the only hip hop station in the state decides to just kill it because the ratings aren't good, what does that say about hip hop? You know, and it's funny because you see, first I want to say is, before I get started to say anything, Illuminati is known for infiltration. Right? They infiltrate, and then they start working their magic, and then things happen, and then things start going their way, and then they end up knowing everything and having pretty much all the knowledge and the finances and stuff like that, because they know more than everyone else, you know, and then they start working their magic. You know, pushing certain buttons or pulling certain strings, and certain things start happening. People start losing jobs, people start disappearing, or whatever the case may be. All right? So now that I've said that, let me say this. So in the beginning of hip-hop, and I do remember in the beginning of hip-hop, there was a lot of guys that wasn't out to prove how bad they was. They was trying to prove how talented they were. Hip-hop ruled house parties. Hip-hop promoted breakdancing. Hip-hop gave black community something to be proud of because it was their own. It was their own child. And so as the child grew, the black community grew because we were being heard more, we were being more vocal, you know, we were being more recognized for other things besides negative things and besides the color of our skin. You know, and hip-hop was, for me, it was like, you know, the soundtrack of my life. And as the child grew, just like any other child in the biz, it was exploited. You know, it was introduced to drugs and violence and sex, and it was raped, it was molested, gang raped, it was traded, it was sold, it was whored out, and now you can basically, if you're looking for hip hop, you can find it on any, basically in any gutter, laying there, overdosed, with needle marks in their arms, throat slit, disease infected, broke, lonely, abused, assaulted, mutilated, eyes gouged out. Because that's what's happened. And in real life, that's what's happened. The point I'm trying to make, or what I'm trying to say is, as I watched hip-hop grow and all this stuff happened to hip-hop, it's affected those that listen to hip-hop, those that make hip-hop, those that make money off of hip-hop, and now look at hip-hop. Right. You know, I was sitting there the other day and I was like, what happened to Jim Jones? And I was like, well, what happened to Cam'ron and Jewel Santana and Dipset? But then I started thinking, like, well, what happened to the Lox? What happened to Lil' Kim, Foxy? What happened to Fat Joe? Hell, what happened to Lil Jon? Well, we know what happened to Mystical. What happened to Bone Thugs? I mean, what's going on? What happened? And even though these might not be the greats, or they might be the greats, or however you may see them, they were a part of hip-hop, and these are just a few names I can think of off the top of my head. You know, I can go all the way back. What happened to EPMD? What happened to Dana Dane? What happened to the Beastie Boys? Well, I know what happened to the Beastie Boys. What happened to Third Base? Well, I know what happened to Third Base. But, you know, what happened to Poor Righteous Teachings? What happened to YZ? What happened to AZ? What happened to Joan Drew? What happened? Come on, somebody. What happened to these people? Like, what happened? Like, what happened? And in the last 10 years, I watched hip-hop just dramatically changed from when Biggie and Pac first were murdered, how all of a sudden the game changed. You know, and I remember this video. I can't remember what song it was, but at the end of the video, Biggie, Nas, and maybe AZ, I think it was. I can't remember, but I remember they were sitting at the table and they were like laughing or talking about this big plan that they had, and you know, something, they were celebrating their victory or something. I can't remember, but something that struck me funny in that video or that scene at that particular time, I was wondering, why is Jay-Z at that table? Because I remember everything that was out at that time, and I remember what was going on, and I couldn't figure out, why was Jay-Z at that table? Because at that moment, Biggie and Nas were up there and doing their thing, and I was like, why is Jay-Z at that table? Why is DMX at that table? Or somebody else, but why is Jay-Z? And so, as hip-hop just like really just spun out of control, man, in 2005, 2006, where it just was, everything was being straight made for the clubs, and all of a sudden it was like all about selling drugs hardcore. Everybody was a drug dealer and baller, and they were proud of it, and they didn't care. They wanted everybody to know who they were and what they did and how much money they had off of it, and they were promoting the hood and what they could do. Everybody was doing DVDs and letting everybody know what kind of people we are, how we get down, and who we got this meeting running with us, and they'll kill you or they'll beat you up, or we beef and here's how we do it, and we're tatted up and we're crazy and we got money and we're criminals, and that was the thing, you know. And then all of a sudden, everybody had swagger. You know, everybody had ice, everybody had swagger, and everybody had auto-tune. And different things were being said, and different types of shows, and different types of remixes, and it was all for the clubs, and it was all on the radio. And then now, like, nobody wants to really hear it. Or everybody would just rather dance. And then all the good rappers are gone, except for one. Except for one. And while all the other rappers are not getting shows or not getting good deals or getting jacked in their deals, there's one who's steady climbing quietly. And then I remember there was a battle between that one and Nas, and he lost the battle. That one lost the battle. And then hip-hop continued to spin out of control. And then all of a sudden, that one was God MC. That one was the King of New York. That one became the one. So then I see these videos talking about that one being affiliated with Illuminati. Why was he at that table with Biggie? Let y'all think about that. Okay? So we're going to move on. You know, when it comes to black people, as we're called, or African Americans, as we're also called, when it comes to us, we're highly predictable. We're highly predictable, and it's in our nature. Because we've been designed this way. We've been engineered to be this way. to have this slave mentality, to have this type of attitude to where it's man versus man, every man for himself. Get what you can get. Settle for the quick fix. Somebody once told me, you can shut any black man up if you put money in his hand, because he can't see past money. He can't see anything but the money. He'll do anything for the money. And when I look back at what was done to the child hip-hop, to that poor child hip-hop, and I think about what was said to me, all those videos throwing money around, all those cars and gold teeth, expensive jewelry that you can never take with you when you die, lavish lifestyles, we do it to ourselves because we can't see past money, because we want to have more than the next. We do it to ourselves. The truth hurts. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. The truth hurts. Because when I'm looking at this and I'm putting the dots together and I'm understanding the bigger picture, we do this to ourselves. Now, I said I wanted to have some fun and talk about hip-hop. There's nothing fun about what's been done to it and what could have been done to it, what could have been done with it. You know, does anybody know why they call the projects the projects? Do you know why they call them the projects? Because it's just that. A project. A project to see how long you would deal with the bare minimum. How long would you stay in conditions like that? And for the last 30, 40 years, I'm pretty sure they got their answer. Because it's almost like we're scared of success. We're afraid to succeed. We're afraid to go further. We're afraid to do different things. Like, we'd just rather just stay right here. We got to the point to where we were always talking about in the media, hip-hop, rap, all this. Rappers winning awards, and we're doing this and we're doing that, and the best songs we could put up there, that was about shaking ass and selling drugs. See, it wasn't. You gotta understand what happened. See, it's not like you intentionally did it. For those rappers that did that, it wasn't like you intentionally did it. You didn't know what you were doing. You were just following the money, willing to do whatever for the money, willing to say whatever for the money, willing to write whatever for the money. You forgot about what was important. You know? I've heard stories about how slaves trying to be like involved with the Underground Railroad or trying to free slaves and trying to get slaves up north. Slaves were using music as messages. Music. They were singing to each other their plans and what they were going to do. This was intelligent. This was communication. This was something different, something that was unseen, how they were doing it. How many years after that did it take for us to be on top when it comes to music? How many years did it take? And then when we get there, all we want to talk about is how many drugs we sold, how many people we can kill, how many bitches and hoes we have, how much money we throw away. How much weed we smoke, how many drugs we sell, how many women we violate. And then we make videos about it. You see, hip-hop was too strong to destroy. All right, it was too strong to destroy. How do you destroy something that's too strong to destroy? Well, in any movie, I tell you, infiltrate it, get inside of it, destroy it from within. Short-term solutions for long-term problems. Do you know where it comes from? Do you know where the slave mentality comes from? If you stop whipping me, I'll do whatever you want. If you stop raping our women, I'll do whatever you want. If you let me just breathe and relax, I'll work as hard as you want. I'll tell on whoever you want. I'll do whatever you want. I'll follow whatever you want. I'll say whatever you want. I'll be whatever you want. It's not just with hip hop. It's not just with hip hop. This is our company. This is America. We all have a slave mentality. But please, by all means, let hip hop be that thing that you look at and go, wow. I understand, because that's slave mentality and that predictability and that greed. And when we settle for second best, when we settle for anything more than first, Look at it. The funny thing is, right now at this moment, as I'm recording this video, there's some 30-year-old man writing raps, thinking he's about to be the next artist. All he has to do is be heard. All he has to do is be, I just need to be heard. Somebody just needs to hear me. Somebody just needs to hear me. I swear, I'm telling you, I'm the next one. I'm it. I've been doing shows. I got a demo. I got a MySpace. I'm it. I promise you, man. I promise you, I'm the one. I'm the savior of hip hop. See what you don't understand? Hip-hop cannot be saved. for it's been infected from within. It's eaten itself alive from within. Because certain strings were pulled, certain buttons was pushed, certain jobs was lost, certain lives was lost, certain moves were made, certain things were said, and certain things were done. Just like what happened to America. Just like what happened on 9/11. By the way, you rappers, you up-and-coming rappers, just quit wasting your time. Just quit wasting your time. Do something different with that energy. Do something different with that energy. Take that energy and take back hip-hop. Take back hip-hop. Because right now, hip-hop needs therapy. Hip-hop needs treatment, just like America. And
yo, real talk, going back to what I was saying earlier and what my man Birthmark is saying, 80% of the barometer of the listeners and the individuals that are out there, key point, there's a lot of stuff that's going on around the world, but there's a lot of stuff going on right here in our own backyard that we need to pay very, very, very close attention to. And it's real serious. The movement that we're a part of is way bigger than just great music, entertainment, and so forth. It's a level of consciousness that every person has a duty to bring forth. I totally feel everything my man Birthmark is saying, you know, that is wrong. You know, it's so easy in media for folks to kind of look over that type of scenario, that type of story. Why? Because it brings back a certain repetitive level of thinking. You know, they just gave us a scare last couple of weeks about raising the debt ceiling, cutting off Social Security, Medicaid, and so forth. We got a lot of stuff that's going on around the globe. But there's the war that's being fought right here, right now, as we speak, that nobody wants to speak about. I'm going to show you how we all connected. If you're a true lover of this game and true lover of this craft, then yes, I'm talking to you. Understand and know that until we abandon the submissive mindset and come to the realization of who we truly are, they can't get us all. But if we all submit, if we just give up, if we just be silent, if we just turn our back, if we don't say nothing, I want you to think about this. You can text somebody, you can email somebody, you can Facebook, Twitter, whatever this technology will allow you to do. You can do things more than you can ever done in the last 10 to 20 years. But we can't speak on things of substance. Then what are we doing? Now, this was a fan, not my words. I get these emails and I get these videos every day. So understand and know what this is about. Understand and know that, yes, you can do something about it. I appreciate, matter of fact, let me see if I can get my man back on right quick, see if I can get Birthmark on right quick. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, I think he might have had to chime off just for a second. The thing about it is we have to understand and know what the realness of all this is, man. It is what it is. The number is 347-934-0318. I'm finna take a caller right quick. I'm finna see what's up. I'm finna see what's happening. I'm finna see what you're doing in there. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, caller, last 4 digits of your number is 0087. If you're definitely in the building, man, let me know what's up, what's happening, man. Who we got checking in on what they do to that radio? Call us. The last 4 digits of your number is 0087. You're definitely live on where they do to that radio. Who we got checking in? Yo. I think he's there. I'm not sure. I'll bring him back in just a second. But real talk, it is what it is, man. Like I said, these are not my words. Yo, this is what's going on. All you got to do is just pay attention. And you'll find out and know really what the business is. Matter of fact, I'm going to switch gears for just a second because I'm going to let you get your mind right. I had to get that off my chest. You know what I'm saying? I had to definitely let the fans know what's up and what's happening. Real talk on where they do to that radio is all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's doing what they do. And real talk, man, we got plenty of work to do. So all you got to do is just get in where you fit in. Remember, you're locked in live to WTDTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame. To national artists that are changing the game. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, when I say changing the game, I mean just that.
Yo, yo. I'm over here kicking it with the real fans, man. The real listeners. Got the ear to the streets, man. Keep to the city. It's your boy, Leeds and the Legend. Hanging out where they do that at radio. J-Dog, B-Dub, Diddy Lee. I'm in support.
Wanna be a redhead, but I'ma shoot his Adam's apple. to be my boy. Nipping with slip in the toy. Turn the master to a course and I can go up off the door. Now being a victim of racism, I know it's real. So I believe what I read about young Jimmy Keegan. But at the same time, I gotta watch my same kid. So you can be the first one dog to try to take man. Swamp was the hand, and in it, pick a hate, kick me, black, white, red, blue, keep it black.
If you wanna holler, just be in my life. Oh, yeah, make me wanna holler, what I see in my life. Yeah, I'm still living, I'm still breathing. I ain't still got faith, yeah, still believing. But it make me wanna holler what I've seen in my life.
The revolution would not be televised, tweeted, viewed, liked, and shared. Open up your mind if you dare, cause once it's open, it cannot be closed. No longer will you be blinded by the bling and the clothes, the cars and the hoes. Get your set of foundation, so that your bloodline will survive with or without temptation. All that things are fired up, tracked up, and multiply like baby. You need.
Yeah. 2011, open your eyes. I'm morning.
I'm on it. It's time to tell them all about it. It's time to elevate. Let them make them hate. I'm on it. It's time to bring it.
Every 40 stopping on them, elevating past they slight. So let them hate, let them hate, they'll kiss my ass tonight. Right.
I'm on it. Time to preach the truth. Tell them all about it. I'm here. Time to elevate. Let them hate, they hate. I'm on my kitchen chain. I'm on it. Time to preach the word. They don't want to hear it.
All success to the best revenge. Expressions on the faces of those who chose not to invest in them to be fucking priceless. But what about the potential? Mysteriously reappear once they hear that you make it end. You know the funny stuff, funny ass niggas. Nothing on my mind but money and cash, nigga. Now, some of y'all probably like the show. Ain't that the same thing? See, that's why you not a contender, not in the same room. More bars than a nice thing. Nah, like how so we like green. Now, my team sucker free, but we don't like green. We ain't trying to catch a case and fix that right one. Get it right, man.
I'm on it. I'm on it. Time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them make the pain. I'm on it. Take the change. I'm on it. Time to spread the word. They don't want to hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them make the pain. Time to set them train. From the dirt, stand in the dirt. Been through the worst, trapped in the curse. Observe what life is really worth. Go from the dead, out of a hearse. Haters on a team and struggle. Wanna stop my hustle. Never wanna fall or stumble. Gotta stay wise and humble. It's time to speak the truth. You see what's on the news. Try not to believe the lies. It's time to open up our eyes. Never, I am way too clever. Live life like it's no tomorrow. My vision is getting much clearer. Untie the steps, now I am better. I pay homage, yeah, to the man above. Remember, nothing is promised. Seems like we lost our image. Fighting and killing. It's time for a new beginning. Used to be trapped in the system. I'm on it. Time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them make the pain. I'm on my kitchen chain. Right. I'm on it. Time to spread the word. They don't want to hear it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them make the pain. Time to set it straight.
Right, I'm on it. Time to speak the truth, tell them all about it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them make the pay. I'm on my head and shake. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm right here. Let's take on the world with no fear, boy. I got you forever coming. Don't let me never ever take you for granted. Let's keep on until they can't stand it, boy. I got you forever coming.
I know it's hard when I ain't home, cause I'm out there grinding. Forget the rain and like my mama, know your sun is shining. And even through them lonely nights, I feel your life beside me. I'm committed to this music, yet I call your wife it. And all around the world, girls wanna take your place. XXO, so see the way they gave you faces. Sacrifice the time we spend to simply face it. Looking hard up in that studio to earn some placement so we can ball. Fill the air up in the fall day. Pushing out my baby light. Look who's talking. I don't mind them hating cause I feel as if they talking. Guess I'm just a pastor throwing hate up in the offering. I grind like 24, 7 beats a day I go. Harder in the paintings, I'm an artist for a van so. All around the states and cities, town, block, do the show. Just to watch us at my kitchen, blow it around.
Home. I'm idea. Let's sit on the world with no fear, boy. I got you forever coming. Don't you get it, never ever take you for granted. Let's keep calling till the kitchen floor. I got you.
You got me, I got you. Check it. I'm sitting back in the chair. My black off of the bag. I'm putting paper. Ain't gonna stop until I feel me the skyscraper. Tearing out the window, waving at some grand haters. Definition of a all-star. Morning Raker. Things are better now, we taking trips to Jamaica. Me and Shorty about to help us out a couple acres. Come home with four stars, something you can savor. Hop out of bed, head to the beach and read the paper. Great staff, heard from the best of the best waiters. Can't believe this, how my life changed, pinch me later. We have it all, we from the fall. Spend some paper. We on the rise, like in the prize. I'm in the invasion. I'm only half the man that I am without you. You hold me down, gave me your love to stay true. To everything that I've attained is credit to you. I ain't Java, what would I be without you?
Matter, I'm just from right here. Let's take on the world with no fear, boy. I got you, that's what I'm coming. Don't you get it, never ever take you for granted. Let's keep calling till the distance is born. I got you, ever hustling.
Now she trying to leave, but she can't because God got her keys. Every day apart is like your eyes. Heaven's the one home, what I did wrong. Being real, you have no competition. So girl, I'm not sure she loves me. I'm thinking cause she loves herself. I'm thinking cause she wants me. Cause she wants someone else. I'm thinking, damn, cause she loves me. Cause she loves herself. Cause she wants me. Cause she wants someone else. Does she love me? Does she love herself? Does she want me? Or does she want some reason why it's not needed? Excuses, no. I love you and fuck. I'll be wherever this goes up.
It's a rocky top of this relationship work. It's not easy, but a hardship's getting worse. If it was easy, it wouldn't be worth it. And even though it's hard together, it feels so perfect. It feels so good together, it feels so bad. Just not know that. If it's broke, let's fix it. And if it's in, let's end it. We can remain cool or some pressure. And if not, fuck having the friendship. If that's the case, I know why we end it. I told you that I have no time for women. So being real, do I have competition? If so, I ain't bitching. My heart still will be living. Falling out of the way. I'm thinking, does she love me? I'm thinking, does she love herself? I'm thinking, does she want me? Or does she want someone else? I'm thinking, damn. Does she love me? Does she love herself? Does she want me? Or does she want someone else? Does she love me? Does she love herself? Does she want me? Or does she want someone else?
If I ever lost you, I'd be telling you.
It's called Cowgirl. Real talk, it is what it is. Now, yo, before I jump into the request line, let everybody know what's up and what's happening. My man Birthmark gave us, yo, definitely a mouthful and definitely wanted to kick off this show. Real talk, man. Let me see if I can bring him on right quick. See if I can get him back on the air right quick. Yo, Birthmark, you there, man?
That should give us about $10 right there. Shoot, hell yeah, man.
Calling Birthmark 9297. You your day, man. Yo, I think he out there having he out there definitely. Yo, what's up, man?
Come on. up on the crew. Straight balls in. New balls in. Like this.
Yo. Caller 9297. Can you hear me, man? I don't know if he can hear me or not, man. Caller 9297. I'm trying to get you on, bro. Yo, I'm going to let him get his mind right. But, yo, I'm just going to do a quick recap. I'm going to let him get it on and get it right and keep it tight. Real talk, my man Birthmark definitely dropped one on us real quick about definitely, you know, being aware of what's going on around us. Real talk, you know, we got to do that. You know, he gave us a story of what was happening, you know, locally in one of the local communities. You know what I'm saying? Anytime we hear of a tragedy of that magnitude, it really kind of strikes a nerve with all of us, man. Because, yo, real talk, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's going on all across the world, but there's also a lot of stuff that's happening in our own backyard. We just got to pay attention to it. Now, real talk, you know what I'm saying? This next clip I'm finna drop on you, man. All I'm saying is self-explanatory. Really, it is. It's self-explanatory. Matter of fact, this is courtesy of my man, Richard Buckner, over there with FTA Media. And it was something that, you know what I'm saying, we talk about a lot in media, but it's just a point that I really want you to just pay attention to. And I'm going to open up the request line to see what's up, see what's happening after I drop this on you. Check this out.
The only people who don't want to disclose the truth are people with something to hide.
Many times people will say one thing when they mean another. But, you know, once in a while you'll catch somebody constantly making statements that cannot be true in any way, shape, manner, or form. So I want you to listen to this next clip. It's a very short one. It's about 45 seconds in length. The individual is talking is President Obama. He's talking about his father who served in World War II. I want you to listen to this, and then we'll be right back to you this. And we'll explain something to you right after this clip. So listen to this, please.
Then, you know, we're betraying what I think is a solemn pact that we make with our veterans. You know, my father served in World War II, and when he came home, he got the services that he needed.
Okay, we all heard what the president stated in that short 45-second clip. All right, I'd like to bring out some facts here. Incidentally, that clip was on CNN News, and we will provide anybody with the original clip that would like to take a look at it. Here are the facts. Barack Hussein Obama Sr., who was Obama's natural-born father, was born on April the 4th, 1936, and died on November the 24th, 1982, at the age of 46. So he would have been 5 years old when World War II started and less than 9.5 years old when it ended in 1945. So we can pretty well cancel out that he was talking about his biological father. But let's keep an open mind here. It could have been his adopted father, Lolo Cerrito, born January the 2nd, 1935, died March the 2nd, 1987 at the age of 52. Now, he would have been 6 years old when World War II started and approximately 10 years old when it ended, making him the youngest veteran in history. I understand that speech writers take a little bit of a little literary leave of absence of the mind when they write these speeches for the candidates and for the standing presidents. This speech was spoken in front of a bunch of veterans. So, if it was written by a speechwriter, the speechwriter should have done his work, his homework, and researched the dates. If this was a speech from Obama himself, he would have known better, okay? He would have known better. For someone to stand up in front of a bunch of veterans and to give a bold-faced lie like this is unconscionable. I'm sick and tired of hearing nothing but lies. I'm tired of the controversy in reference to the birth certificate, which, you know, I'm not gonna say anything other than a lot of people that know their business real well about a forensic document, they're saying there's something funny there. Also, you got the Social Security matter where the Social Security numbers don't match up to where they were issued from and who actually owns them. I understand that there's problems, but it seems to follow this guy everywhere you go. Little things like been to 57 states, we've got 50 of them. Okay, he was tired. But to come out and make a comment like you did right there saying his father was in World War II, hell, his father was hardly old enough to be in Korea, let alone World War II, maybe Vietnam. But, you know, the bullshit factor seems to be going off in my head here, that if you make comments like this, you have to know they're not correct. And they're so obvious. They're so absolutely obvious. So that's all I have to say about it. I figure that the truth will come out sometime. I'm just hoping like crazy that we have a nation still standing when it does. For the FTA show, this is your host, Richard Buckner.
Just let you know, man, this is what I'm talking about paying attention to what's going on around you. And again, I'm not bashing. I'm just pointing out the obvious. I'm pointing out the obvious for a lot of reasons. My man Birthmark made a perfect example of what we need to do in terms of paying attention to what's going on around us. It ain't hard to figure it out. All I'm saying, and all I've been saying since we started Today is the Day campaign, is that black people, those that are in this urban experience and this culture, you need to pay attention to what is happening around you. You need to examine, look, listen. Because if you don't, all I can say is that, man, just like the story, just like what my man Birthmark brought to us earlier today at the beginning of the broadcast, just like that clip I just played you there. And again, all of us in media, don't hate the messenger. This is just what it is. All I'm saying is that we need to pay attention, people. Pay attention to what's being said and why it's being said. You think this stuff in the White House doesn't affect you? Think again. It has everything to do with you. Everything. The best way to tell a lie is to tell a truth in such a way people won't believe it. So therefore, when the truth comes out, you will always stand on the perception of what they want you to see versus the reality of what the whole business is. My man said something very critical in the clip that I played earlier, right after Birthmark's comment. Things have to become personal before you truly take heed to it. But you should take every matter when it comes to your well-being, who you are, what you stand for, just that seriously. And all of us that's in media, entertainment, and so forth, we have a duty to bring about the right perspective. Now, again, the other clip that I played came from a fan who has been listening to the show since we started. He sent this clip in. He sends multiple clips to me all the time, but I felt that I had to play that just so you would understand from a young black man's perspective in dealing with hip-hop, understanding how hip-hop has grown, how it has changed, and where we are, really, what the business is. Because this is what urban experience is about. Now, real talk, you know what I'm saying? I want people to just pay attention now. I want you to pay attention. Now, I got a lot of new listeners that's on the line. I got a couple of folks that didn't hear exactly what was says, do just for time's sake, I'm not going to play the whole clip. What I am going to do is I'm going to give you the key points of what all this is about. And I'm going to open up the request line for you to definitely, because I need to have, we got the entire world listening. That's why a lot of folks have been bumped off and on tonight. We have over 30,000 listeners, and the number is growing. Dialed in tonight. We got over 22 million in the queue. They want to know from you how all this, you know, how you're really taking all this in. And there's a reason for this. So real talk, it is what it is. Like I said, the number is 347-934-0318. I definitely want to hear your comment on everything. But I'm going to run this part of this clip here so you can just really get the barometer of what we're going to talk about.
Top when it comes to music, how many years did it take? And then when we get there, all we want to talk about just how many drugs we sold, how many people we can kill, how many bitches and hoes we have, how much money we throw away, how much weed we smoke, how many drugs we sell, how many women we violate. And then we make videos about it.
see, hip-hop was too strong to destroy. All right, it was too strong to destroy. So how do you destroy something that's too strong to destroy? Well, in any movie, I tell you, infiltrate it, get inside of it, destroy it from within. Short-term solutions for long-term problems. You know where it comes from? You know where the slave mentality comes from? If you stop whipping me, I'll do whatever you want. If you stop raping our women, I'll do whatever you want. If you let me just breathe and relax, I'll work as hard as you want. I'll tell on whoever you want. I'll do whatever you want. I'll follow whatever you want. I'll say whatever you want. I'll be whatever you want. It's not just with hip-hop. It's not just with hip-hop. This is our company. This is America. We all have that slave mentality. But please, by all means, let hip-hop be that thing that you look at and go, wow, I understand, because that slave mentality and that predictability and that greed and when we settle for second best, when we settle for anything more than first, Look at it. The funny thing is, right now at this moment, as I'm recording this video, there's some 30-year-old man writing raps, thinking he's about to be the next artist. All he has to do is be heard. All he has to do is be, I just need to be heard. Somebody just needs to hear me. Somebody just needs to hear me. I swear, I'm telling you, I'm the next one. I'm it. I've been doing shows. I got a demo. I got a MySpace. I'm it. I promise you, man. I promise you, I'm the one. I'm the savior of hip hop. See what you don't understand? Hip-hop cannot be saved, for it's been infected from within. It's eaten itself alive from within. Because certain strings were pulled, certain buttons was pushed, certain jobs was lost, certain lives was lost, certain moves were made, certain things were said, and certain things were done. Just like what happened to America. Just like what happened on 9/11. Herein, no one won the lottery.
So more short-term solutions for long-term problems. This is our company. This is America. We all have that slave mentality. But please, by all means, let hip-hop be that thing that you look at and go, wow, I understand, because that's slave mentality and that predictability and that greed. And when we settle for second best, when we settle for anything more than first, look at it. The funny thing is, right now at this moment, as I'm recording this video, there's some 30-year-old man writing raps, thinking he's about to be the next artist. All he has to do is be heard. I just need to be heard. Somebody just needs to hear me. I swear, yo, you just need, yo, I'm telling you. I'm the next one. I'm it. I've been doing shows. I got a demo. I got a MySpace. I'm it. I promise you, man. I promise you. I'm the one. I'm the savior of hip hop. What you don't understand is hip-hop cannot be saved, for it's been infected from within. It's eaten itself alive from within, because certain strings were pulled, certain buttons was pushed, certain jobs was lost, certain lives was lost, certain moves were made, certain things were said, and certain things were done. Just like what happened to America. Just like what happened on 9/11. By the way, you rappers, you up and coming rappers, quit wasting your time. Quit wasting your time. Do something different with that energy. Do something different with that energy. Take that energy and take back hip hop. Take back hip hop. Because right now, hip hop needs therapy. Hip hop needs treatment, just like America. And there's no sense in steady trying to get rich when there's no way you're going to get rich. You see, hip-hop is like a lottery, which is funny because just like the lottery and the job situation, hip-hop, you guys see a bunch of rappers go to jail and a bunch of rappers up and coming, and the first thing you do is want to go out and be a rapper. Why, that's just like hearing no one won the lottery, so more people are playing it. Why, that's just like the news telling you 60,000 jobs were lost, and then the next day, everybody goes out to look for jobs. Yeah.
Yo, real talk, it is what it is. Like I said, I'm having a little trouble. I ain't going to say a little trouble. You know what I'm saying? The powers that be don't like the truth. So real talk. But I ain't going to stop nothing. It is what it is. Key point of what I'm trying to say, what I've been saying from the very beginning, is that we need to pay attention to what's going on. Again, this is a fan of the show who's been riding with us since the very beginning. I get a lot of video clips and emails from this young man from time to time. Just reiterating and just recapping everything that you've heard tonight. Pretty much is very simple. We have to pay attention to what's going on. We do have to take hip-hop back. This is the reason why I feel so strongly that the artists here on Where They Do That Radio have the capability to do just that. But we cannot forget what all this is about. We cannot forget what we're doing. We cannot forget what this entails, who it influences, and what we're all here for. You know, Birthmark dropped a story on us at the beginning of the broadcast about a gentleman, I think, out of Memphis who was actually a victim of racism. He was murdered, all for the color of his skin. Now, we can talk about a lot of things that goes on all along the globe, yet racism is still alive and well and around in our face. Just pointing out with the obvious that the gentleman just said, which makes perfect sense. Here we are now having the most influential genre of music in existence. It's our baby, but we've allowed this baby to be corrupted, perverted, and turned into something else. It's being turned inside out. And there's a lot of people chasing this thing, not realizing exactly what this thing is. I want you to think about this. The most impactful thing this man said to me that really moved me the most was the fact that when the slaves were breaking away from the plantation and there was talk of an underground railroad being built in order for them to be freed, they couldn't let the master hear what was being done, so they used music to tell the next man what was going on. Through music, they was able to communicate. They was putting messages into music to free each other from bondage. What the fuck are we doing now? That's my question. And I'm not the only one that feels this way. It is what it is. Real talk, the number's 347-934-0318. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we're definitely holding it down, doing what we do. Yo, real talk, this is what I'm finna do. I'm finna drop some more rotation. Give everybody a chance to get their mind right and keep it tight. Yo, I'm gonna come back with some closing remarks, and we're gonna do what we do. Real talk, the number is 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial so we can definitely get you on point.
Hey, it's your girl V-Dub reporting live on Where They Do That At Radio. I'm calling all performing artists and groups ready to now to start in the next Fammy Exchange DVD series. We're taking live in Atlanta and in cities near you. The benefits of being a Fammy Exchange participant include paid booking opportunities, publicity in mass media, career consulting, and unlimited networking. For additional information, call V-Dub at 678-389-6869 or follow me on Twitter at V-Dub-ATL. Remember to tune in to J-Dog, V-Dub, and Dean and Weenie on Where They Do That At Radio. You know the number, 347-934-0318. Holla at your girl.
Yeah, yeah, baby, come on. Okay, gas ain't going down for nothing. Why we got a treasure box? World story, hip hop, the only favorite. Man, boy, to run the game. You gon' need a second hand. Open up your mind, people. Yeah, yeah. Come on, give me back in. Come on, yeah. Now
word that y'all say to me. They following each other too much. Weed game and a couple of Gucci bags. Are we really bringing Rufus back? But you can't hard to find no more teachers, no more students, no more laws. Home and food. This drive is to the point where we all lose. Go hard till I pause everybody movement. Yeah. Lay back, holler back. Holler back, please.
My job support was goofy and I lost my job. Boy, got fired, went to the street and got hired, trapping all night. I was so tired and I woke up from the nightmare and I was chased. But you thinking that I'm not? Are you sleeping on me? She knew what I was thinking before I hit the pillow, homie. Said that I was hot and she blew me. This woman is trying to clean me up and fix the track and shoot because I think that she knows me, but I may not know her. She must be my persona. She looks so good and I'm getting because I want her. She's gripping for the ship. I'm making moves. On the beat, I'll make a groove. Cries at my ambition. She died and her truth pops back. It's just a 96 and you still have been pounding. But picture me rolling. Lord knows I hit them up until the end of time. Me against the world. Only God can judge me. Life goes on. Hail Mary, Lynn's got my baby. Hey, mama, keep your head up. When thugs cry on my block, I wonder if heaven has a ghetto. So many fears trapped to feel it fundamental and never changing, just a different day. Same.
Yo, real talk, the time is 11:32 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to go to the lines and go to the grind. Real talk, it is what it is. I want to see what's up. I want to see what's happening. I want to see what you're doing there. Real talk, yo, a lot of real issues, a lot of real talk. It is what it is. And real talk is what it is. That's what you're going to hear all day. Every day, this is WTBTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. For all y'all that give me the thumbs up, trying to figure out what joint that joint is called Do Something, featuring Legion the Legend, H is my man, CO the Vet. Real talk, it is what it is. Let's go to Request Line to see what's up, to see what's happening, to see what you are doing at, because inquiring minds want to know. Yo, real talk. Yo, caller, the last four digits of your number is 9080. If you can hear my voice, you're definitely live on WPBTA Radio. Who we got checking in? Caller, if the last four digits of your number is 9080, you're definitely live on Where They Did It At Radio. Who we got checking in? I think they can hear me. Maybe they can't. We're gonna try them again in just a second. Yo, caller, last four digits of your number is, caller, last four digits of your number is 5393. You're definitely live on Where They Do to That Radio. Who we got checking in?
What's going on, Jay? It's your boy Legion.
Hey, holding it down, holding it down, holding it down.
and then some, man. What's good with you, man?
Man, over here recording, trying to beat map this track. I didn't need to. I don't know if I need to beat map it or not.
I hear you, boy.
My brain trying to get everything situated.
True that, true that, true that. Real talk, hey, man, we got a lot of work ahead of us, bro. A lot of work ahead of us, man. Real talk, man. You know, I want to just definitely appreciate you definitely sending in that documentary, man. Like I said, man, everybody's loving it. They're definitely feeling it. You know, as a matter of fact, I think you're going to spark the whole genre of folks sending in videos and clips, the whole nine yards, man. And I've been getting them all day, man, all day long. So that's what's up, man. That's what's up. But, yo, while I got
I
you on
it. Everybody that's checking it out.
Yo, they checking it out. They feeling it. You know what I'm saying? This is what it's about. You put it out there, man. You know, you got to definitely take pride in your city. You got to take pride in your community. You got to let them know what's up and what's happening and let the world know what the business is and really what's going on. I know you had a chance to kind of listen in on the clip that was being played. I don't know if you caught the very first one that that my man Birthmark was bringing us up to speed on in terms of what's going on out there in Memphis. But real talk, basically, in a nutshell, from what you heard from the gentleman that sent his clip in about just what hip-hop is and what we need to be doing, your thoughts on that whole situation?
About what we need to what we need to be doing in hip-hop?
What we need to be doing in hip-hop, exactly, from an inward and out perspective.
Staying original. That's the key point, you know, where the originality comes innovation. So, you know, enough people just stay original, be true to who you are, then that'll eventually change the game because it'll give more people more to listen to.
There you go. There you go, that diversity, that well-roundedness. You know, I'm telling you, my brother, he made a valid point, which, you know, when you think about it, just when you lay it all out, that is some real shit. You know, we come from so far to get where we are, and all we can talk about, you know, that we're getting awards for and this, that, and the other is how much dope we sold and how many women we slandered their name and this, that, and the other. And that's what it is. And it's kind of really makes you think. You know, I'm not saying that there's not no conscious individuals out there because I know there are conscious individuals out there, but it's like to be conscious and speak on it is kind of like, I don't understand, you know. I don't understand that. You know, it's kind of like, you know, really what's going on, man? It's like, you know, really, is it really spinning out of control or is it folks just doing anything for the money? You know, is it, you know, they say the best way to get us to shut up is put money in our pocket, put money in our hand. We'll never see past the money that's in our hand. And that's like powerful. That's powerful. That's like, wow, that's really an eye-opening statement, but it makes perfect sense. So, you know, you're right. We need to stay original. We need to stay true to ourselves and stay true to what we do because the minute we submit to something other than who we are, then we're no longer ourselves. We're someone else. We're what they want us to be. You know, and that's very key. That is so key. You know, pretty much, you know, for all of the listeners that are definitely riding with tonight, I want everybody to walk away with the mindset that you can definitely do, if there's something you can do in this number, you can definitely contribute to this whole movement. But at the same time, keyword movement, the keyword of all the stuff that's being done, you got to be willing to get involved. You know, this is not a spectator sport. You know, and that's, I think we got too many spectators and not enough participants, you know, if that makes sense. I mean, I think we really got a lot of spectators of the craft and not enough participants of the craft that truly believe and understand what all this is about. But we got time. We got time to change this. We got time to change this. We got plenty of opportunity. But, yo, I'm definitely feeling that. I mean, pretty much. Has there been a change in your area since, let's say, since you started doing music to now where you are now, Legion?
No, shamefully not. And I would have thought that I would have seen an increase, but actually it's getting worse.
Wow. Wow.
that one of the artists here, and I'm saying like me and him, we go way back with, way back to like high school, you know, and people are like, man, who's better, who's, you know, like, you know, we were both good, we just were good on different things. It's like, you know, I'm good at this and he's good at that, so you really can't compare us, but we're both real good at what we do. Mm-hmm. And he just recently dropped an album, his first actual real album under like a label or whatnot, you know, his whole management and stuff. Mm-hmm. And my jaw was dropped. Like, I'm like stuck. Like, I can't believe like somebody with this much talent actually listened to somebody else's advice and went the route that he went. Like, it was horrible. It's like his mixtapes before he got his deal was better than his album.
Wow.
And that's because it was him. You know, he did what he wanted to do. He, you know, whatever it is that he came up with, he put it out. But then you got somebody telling you, I'll sound this way or rap this way or this is good and this is what the game wants and this is a chance. You know, it's like, man, it was sad. It was very sad. It was very, very sad.
You know, yeah, it almost makes you want to scream, man. It almost makes you, and that, I feel you on that. You know, that, you know, hip-hop can be savaged if we savage it from within. But there's so much, I'm going to say it this way, there's so much money in this thing that once we get to a point, the money comes in hand, then all of these other influences go with that. So it's almost like you truly got to be doing this not for the money, but for what God has given you to do with this, because all of that will come. But I know that's easier said than done. That's easier said than done.
Yeah, yeah.
And but we need more pillars in this thing, man. That's the reality of it. We need more pillars in it. We need more individuals definitely engaged in all the stuff that's being done, so we can definitely, you know what I'm saying, make this thing definitely do what it do. So, I mean, that's an interesting story. That's the one that we definitely have heard a lot of. You know, a lot of folks, they're hungry when they come in. Once they get the deal, once the money exchange hands and the sound changes, then the message changes. Then it's like you're sitting around trying to figure out what happened, you know. Sometimes we can see it before it happens, but a lot of times we see it after the fact. But, yo, real talk, I mean, that just shows that we got a lot of work to do, man. That's just the reality of it. We just got a lot of work to do, man. I got a couple more calls I'm going to try to get in before we close this down. And like I said, I want everybody to walk away tonight, all of the listeners, all of the fans, all of the artists. I want everyone to walk away tonight with knowing, you know, really what all this is about, knowing that, you know, it was a lot of work we got to do. I mean, there's no other way to put it. There's a lot of work we got to do. There's a lot of things we got to clean up. There's a lot of things we got to correct. Because if we don't, it's the writing is on the wall, man. It's there. Yo, Leisure, before I definitely bring in another caller and see what's up, what's happening, which one to let the fans know, man?
Definitely want to say I appreciate everybody that's taking the time out to listen to me and all the music that I present, man. I promise you it's from the heart, and I'm here to change the game, man. If I got to do it myself, or if, you know, if I got a group of people that's, you know, believing in the same thing I'm believing in and seeing the same goal, we are going to achieve it, man. And I'm going to put the weight of the world on my shoulders, and I'd say that personally. So don't expect nothing to change from the music besides forward progress and growth.
All right. That's real. That's what's up. That's what it's going to take, man. Real talk, y'all hearing it live from Legion of Legend, man. Real talk, yo. All I'm saying is, man, we got a lot of work to do, but, yo, if we continue to push and continue to do what we do, yo, the rest is going to be history, man. I'm going to bring another caller right in, see what's up, see what's happening, seeing what he's doing it at on WTDTA Radio. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening. Yo, call at the last four digits of your number, 6141. You're definitely in the building on where they do to that radio. Who we got checking in?
What's good, J-Dog? It's Miss Red Breed.
What's up? It's so good for you to join us tonight. Oh, my goodness. Kind of an emotional show. I mean, for it's, you hear things that make you, I guess the best way to say it is this. It doesn't catch you by surprise, but it whips that reality back into shape. And I know, you know, just with talking to you on and off the air, you're an artist, you know, just like Legion of Legend, who takes what they do very, very seriously. And it's a level of frustration that comes in when certain people around or in the game or whatever it is that's being done, that's a reflection of what you do, don't quite, I guess the word I can say is don't quite get it. Maybe they don't give a fuck. I'm not sure. It's just, you kind of have to just really just look at it. And being a female artist who truly is definitely in the game to definitely change it, from what you've heard, what's your whole take on everything?
I feel like it's a little piece, bits and pieces that I did hear, you know what I'm saying? Really, basically, the industry needs more than just a Band-Aid. Because, you know, when you put a Band-Aid on something, a lot of times it takes longer for it to heal. You know what I'm saying? But when the wound is out in the open, it heals very quickly. So, really, right now, it's time to take the Band-Aids off, basically. And, you know, us as independent rappers and unsigned rappers, we have to come in and we have to just let it, you know, let it be out and let it, and we have to heal, basically. But like I say, you know, obstacles come. They're going to come. They're going to come, you know what I'm saying? But there's always a ram in the bush, you know what I'm saying? You just have to keep the faith and keep going. Because, like, to be honest with you, a situation happened tonight that I was prepared for, and I had already been prepared for. You know what I'm saying? All I had to do was call my ram in the bush. So
okay.
It's just a lot of things that go on because, you know, a lot of times with good news, here comes the bad news. And the obstacle is right there waiting. You know what I'm saying? You go over one obstacle, there's another bigger one right there. You know what I'm saying? But I don't necessarily call them obstacles. I call them challenges because challenges you can beat.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You know, it's never an obstacle when you have a solution. It's only a challenge that you can definitely live up and overcome. So that's real. That's what it's about. We have to stay determined in all this, man, because, I mean, the thing that got me the most, if a fan that's clear across the globe who listens to music, you know, he starts out the clip with saying that, you know, what really got them in Minnesota was the fact that they shut down the only hip-hop station that was there because of the ratings. They changed the format. And then it causes you now to go back and say, you know, I mean, I don't know if a lot of folks really catch the barometer of what's going on around them. It's like, okay, if we don't change this thing, just like you cut a light switch on and off, they're gonna figure out a way to cut this thing on and off, which they're doing it now in a capacity of what they want in syndication rotation. That's just the reality of it. That's why it's kind of indie artists, you guys are in the best position possible to do great music. That's why it's better music. I can say it this way, better music in terms of quality, content, and substance. This is what I mean by better music. You know, of course, when you got a bigger budget, you can record on fancier equipment and do this, that, and the other. But what I'm talking about is quality and content and substance. It's more of that on the indie side than what we have already established. And a key point, if music was used at one point in time to help free us from bondage, what the hell are we doing with it now? It's like at one point we were using it to free ourselves. Now it's being used to put us back in the plantation. If you kind of look at it in that perspective, you know. So you're right. You know, these are obstacles that can be overcome. But, man, it's you know, these are exciting times. That's all I can say. Exciting times. You know, because it gives you an opportunity to say, you know what, I know I'm making a difference. You know, we wouldn't have 30,000 people on this line if we wasn't making a difference. That's, you know, if you want to quantify, in fact, out of everything you've done to this moment, if you wasn't making a difference, then 35,000 plus individuals tonight would not be here. So think about that. Real talk, yo, Miss Rare Breed, anything else you would like to say to the fans that you got locked in on WTVTA Radio?
Nothing, my name is just stay tuned, stay up, stay focused. You guys just keep going, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you do, don't stop. Don't let nobody slow you down. If you slow down, you know, don't just keep going. If you slow down, just keep going. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Things like that. I just said, you know what I'm saying, twice, didn't I? Anyway, just keep going. Stay focused. Keep your head up.
That's right. You gotta stay on the grind. Real talk, it is what it is. I'm gonna take one more caller, then we're gonna let everybody know what's up, what's happening, because we gotta switch gears and definitely get ready for the next show. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, Miss Ribby, we appreciate you definitely doing what you do. Yo, the time is 11:49 Eastern Standard Time on the grind. This is WTBTA Radio. Real talk, it is. I'm gonna try to see if I can bring one more caller on the line before we see what's up, see what's happening. Yo, caller, the last 4 digits of your number is 9080. I'll try you one more time. Can you hear me? If you can hear me, you're live on where they do that radio.
I can hear you, Jay. What's good, man?
What's up with you, man? What's good with you, man?
Ain't that much, man. I hear what y'all talking about tonight.
I hear you, man. You've been soaking it up, man. I want to get you into the whole situation, bro.
Yeah, man. Everything crazy right now. Like, I see what you're saying when you're saying that. They was using it as messages back in the day. Now it's like, what the hell are we using it for today? And it's crazy because they're influencing the kids, but it's negative, not positive. And that's all
exactly.
We need to do, really, is give them a positive influence because, for real, they're kind of being, like, hypocritical. Like, they saying, you know, trying to stop the violence and all, you hear Wayne say that on his track, and then you hear everybody trying to make good songs, but then again, you still making the songs telling us how to hate each other and how to disrespect women and all that shit. Like, what are you talking about?
Exactly. It makes, you know, you're getting it. It's like, what message are you sending if you're saying, you know, so that's the point. It's like, we really have to understand and know what's going on. Because, I mean, think about it. I mean, we just going to just take score here. Just take score just so everybody really gets the gist of where we're going with this. It's like, okay, it's all right. You mean to tell me it's okay for us to talk about the dope we sell, how many women we done slept with, how we call them out their name, how we disrespect each other, how we claim this hood, this set, this, that, and the other. Now, you mean to tell me as long as that equals us against us, black-on-black crime, violence, all this stuff, you know what I'm saying? As long as we're doing that and adding to that flame, they're going to throw money at it all day. The minute you get conscious, the minute you wake up, the minute you say, you know what, this is insanity. This is fucking insane, you know, because the whole power of what they hold over us is no fucking power at all. It's a perception that we've locked into.
Exactly.
It's no power. I mean, look, once the slaves figured out that they outnumbered the slave masters, the whole operation would have shut the fuck down. Real talk. I mean, they can't get you all. But if they can turn you against each other, if they can have you arguing and bickering over who's going to be the house nigga of the month, you know what I'm saying?
They ain't got shit to do but sit back and watch everything happen because we fall right into their trap. That's why they call it the trap, like, for a reason, like, us killing each other is not making anything different. Like, if anything, you need to learn to be with one another and shit. Like, when I have kids, I don't want my kids just being around one race of people, like all black, all white. I want it to be diverse because that's how we supposed to be one way or another, for supposed to be diverse and want to go out and meet other people, different cultures, and find out about them and find out about your own culture, your ancestors, all that. Like, that shit counts.
It does count, man, because you know what I'm saying? They so busy trying to erase that away and telling us that, you know, gold teeth is in, you know what I'm saying? No hair is good. Braids are good. Check out the move now. Yo, they got so much control over us. They tell us what's fashionable, what's in, what's not, what's this, what's that, and we are busy jumping from one foot to another. I mean, look, we're in a recession, but we've been in the last, what, 3-4 years, you know, people making it rain, throwing money away, this, that.
Yep.
Come on. It's like, all right, somebody somewhere is just sitting back, just laughing their ass off. And I'm gonna say this, not being facetious. I'm saying it from a real perspective.
These spin doctors, man, they sit back for it's for their own fucking amusement and enjoyment that they got us jumping from one foot to another, man. And it's like, man, they ain't gonna figure it out. You know what? The truth is right there on the wall, but they don't want to read. They don't want to take up a book. They don't want to, you know, they're too busy doing all this other shit.
Yep.
So it's like somebody somewhere along the line has to do something. Like my man Birthmark was saying at the beginning of the broadcast, and this is the point that I want to make before we definitely get off the air tonight. Let's not wait until we are now a victim of all of this, or someone that's close to you are this problem. Let's not wait until we wake up in the morning and open up the paper and somebody that you know got their life lost over all this fucking chaos. Don't wait until it becomes personal. It should already be personal. And I'm gonna go all the way down the line what I'm saying. It should be personal to you. If you are true to this thing called hip hop, this shit should be fucking personal to you. Because hip-hop is ours. It's our culture that it was built on and that's being perpetuated. They simply just flipped it around and turned it into something that is not. You know, that brother had a very deep message, man. He was saying it's just like a child that was basically, you know, introduced to drugs, violence, the entire world. Now you can see hip-hop in every gutter. Turned over, upside down. And now understand and know. Ain't it sad? I want you to think about this. Ain't it sad that you can cut on your local radio station and not want to listen to what you hear?
Well,
it's sad.
It is. It really is.
That should make everybody angry. You know, what happened to it? So definitely, man, that's the message I want folks to walk away with tonight, man. We just got to, and it's all in us to do. We got a very small part to play in this gigantic puzzle, man. But that's real, man. That's definitely real. Yo, DJ Kool, man, I appreciate you definitely sharing that with the listeners, man. Let the fans know what's up, what's happening, how they can get at you, man.
Oh, I mean, I'm DJ Kool. It's about to get changed soon because DJ Kool, I mean, it's a lot of people that got DJ Kool, a couple of old school people, but you can get at me on Twitter, Business Boy Sims, and also Corey the Hitman at Corey the Hitman, and our technology geek we got on deck, King Cooper at King Cooper. You know what I mean? We got him, you know, getting ready to hit up where they do that, you know, being there. Have everything going through, you know, as far as videos and all that. So we're going to have him coming on soon, you know, spreading his information, spreading the love. You know what I mean?
That's right. Hey, that's what it's about, man. Real talk, man. I appreciate you guys definitely doing what you do, man. Fans, you hearing it live directly from the artists, the fans, the whole nine yards. This is a gigantic movement. And, yes, we do all have a very big part to play in this. What I'm going to do tonight, you know what I'm saying, for all those that definitely tuned in at the last minute, got a chance to definitely catch bits and pieces. If you miss any part of this broadcast, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/where-they-do-that-at-radio. Put a dash between each one. Real talk, it is what it is. I'm going to give you one to grow on so we can definitely, you know, make this the night it is designed to be because it's about reflection. You know what I'm saying? I want you to think about what it is that we do day to day. We don't even go outside of music. All right. You should make sure that every day you desire to do something to help someone versus tear them down. You should make it your business to encourage someone instead of discouraging them. If we can do more of that and less of the other, then the world will be a much better place. I also feel that as long as we get an opportunity to definitely do the things that we need to do, we can definitely take this thing to the next level. Real talk, I appreciate all the love, support. As long as you guys keep doing what you do, WTDTA Radio ain't going nowhere. So what we're going to do is we're going to definitely hold it down, do what we do. You know, so you can catch us tomorrow night, same bat station, same bat time for the grind on WTDTA Radio. The time is 11:58 Eastern Standard Time. You're definitely on the grind. Until tomorrow, you know what it is. Keep it real. Holler at your boy. Peace.